Well, good evening. I'm a grateful believer in Jesus Christ, who also happens to be an alcoholic in recovery, and my name is Jack. And I am here now. Well, we're going to continue on in our teaching series tonight with sponsor and accountability partner. You know, we've been laying the foundation as we've been going through the early teachings here, looking at kind of starting in denial and where we were coming from and getting some wisdom on that. We realized the powerlessness that we were in and that we were not God, and we realized, though, that there was some hope out there, and that if we could just kind of stop doing the same things we were doing over and over and over again, employ a modicum of sanity, that we could make a change, and decided to turn. And that was not just stopping what we were doing, but which is important, certainly for an addict like myself, not taking any more drinks is key, but it's not recovery. It's just not drinking in my case. Making a turn to actually move intentionally towards something that was good, something that was better, something that we were designed, a direction we were designed to go. And that kind of naturally, logically kind of took us into action, doing something. And that's what recovery is. It is action. It's a verb. It's work. And just like any other work that we do, whether that's our career work, whether that's our school work, whether that's, you know, hobbies and interests, we're going to need other people. We're going to need their experience, their expertise, their wisdom. Sometimes it's just a shoulder to cry on, their moral support, their love, physical support. But we're going to need others to do our best work. And that's very true, or is true, in recovery as well. So as I catch my breath here, let's go ahead and let me begin in prayer, and then we'll go into the teaching. Lord, thank you so much for being here with us tonight, and thank you for the transforming work that you're doing in each of these people's lives. For those of you that are sponsors and accountability partners, I pray that the Lord just energizes you and highlights the importance of that relationship or those relationships in your life, and then just continues to inspire you with that. For those that are seeking sponsors, for those that are seeking an accountability team or relationship, I just pray, Lord, that you just emphasize that, put that on their heart. And chances are you've been talking to them about it already, and that it just comes to fruition tonight or this week or in the new year as we're making all these resolutions. So, Lord, I pray all these things in your name. Amen. So, as is customary here, let's see if this works. Does that work? No. Oh, I know. He's got to turn it on. I got it, Walter. Okay. We start with the principles and the steps, maybe. There we go. Principle 4, and I'll read this. Openly examine and confess my faults to myself, to God, and to someone I trust. And as I say, we've been laying the foundation of the myself and God. Tonight, we're talking about the someone I trust, or the someones that I trust. And scripture that goes along with that, happy are the pure in heart, from Matthew 5:8. We take a look at step 4. We made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. And the scripture that goes with that is Lamentations 3:40. Let us examine our ways and test them, and let us return to the Lord. And you will find your sponsor and your accountability team to be crucial in that testing of your ways. So now, you, those of you that have the handout and are really into filling out the blanks, I tend to be a little more free-flowing in my teaching, and so I may disappoint you if your goal is to get everything filled in and then you get the prize. We'll try to get some prizes to you maybe later on. But hopefully you'll find some information you can jot down either on the front or back of that. Also, you'll notice there is no acrostic that goes with the sponsor teaching. And so you may be saying, well, Jack, how can I possibly celebrate my recovery without an acrostic? Well, I've taken care of that for you tonight and come up with one. And so I thought, well, what would be a good word to build an acrostic about sponsorship off of? And so I thought, Jack. Now, this was an early attempt, so this is not as easy as it appears. Don't try this at home. And while Jesus does complete me, And Christmas cookies, unfortunately, are in the process of completing an ever larger me this season. It doesn't have a lot to do with sponsorship. So I thought another try maybe. This is while shopping at the mall. And while it did help me enter and exit the mall without committing homicide, it doesn't do much for sponsorship. And so I kind of realized that I'm not really good at this acrostic thing. Especially when I start with Jack. And I thought, well, that's a great metaphor for my life. You know, any time in my life that I have started with Jack, put in a whole bunch more Jack in the middle, and then wrapped it up with a finishing touch of Jack, I got Jack, okay? And I realized that this something was kind of gone awry. And then it hit me that I need to follow what I do in my faith walk and what I've learned in Celebrate Recovery. And that's start with Jesus. And so I came up with this acrostic for Jesus, and that is Jesus epitomizes spirit-led, unrelenting sponsorship and accountability. Okay? And we'll kind of expand on that spirit-led, unrelenting accountability. And I thought, as I was going a little further with this, what a great picture that Jesus provides us as sponsor, and what a great picture his disciples will provide us as accountability partners, and looking at the modeling of that. And so I'll kind of bring that in this evening as well. And let me just pause for just a moment and just speak to the unbelievers that might be out there, the questioning folks that might be out there. I was you 3 or 4 years ago. CR is a faith-based recovery program, but you're welcome here regardless. And remember, if you're questioning, you're not a Christian, that doesn't matter here at CR, at least at this point of getting you going. And remember, the disciples were not Christians and believers when they first started working with Jesus either. And so I want to throw that out there. I've been where you are, and I've been transformed by the God of the universe. So I want you to feel welcome as we kind of go through this looking at Jesus as sponsor to the disciples. What do I mean by spirit-led? Well, as I was talking about this idea of this model of Jesus and the disciples, I was talking to a friend of mine who also happens to be a pastor, and he said, you should check out this book by Robert Coleman, where he kind of goes through and dissects the relationship that Jesus had with the disciples. In other words, how did he go about sponsoring those disciples? And he has a line in the book that I'll put up here, probably everything altogether, and that was, he says, Jesus was God in incarnation, but the Spirit is God, or he writes was, in operation. And so when I say spirit-led, I'm talking about being active, the idea of recovery being a verb, and that we're listening to the Spirit, that we are acting on the Spirit. Some people will call it the little voice inside them. Some people will call it their conscience. Some people will label it coincidence, whatever it is, but that you're spirit-led. So for you, those of you that are sponsors, that are accountability partners, are you spirit-led? Are you God? Are you Spirit? Or are you in operation out there in that role? He focuses on a few things in that book, but two that I pulled out to kind of tie into our discussion tonight was this idea of demonstration and association. I think those are two key components when we look at sponsorship and accountability partners. You need to be demonstrating as a sponsor and accountability partner, demonstrating the walk, in other words. And Jesus never missed an opportunity to demonstrate, whether it was directly in his relationships with the disciples or indirectly as he was ministering to many others, but the disciples were around, and he always knew that. And so as you, those of you that are sponsors, those of you that are accountability partners, are you constantly demonstrating that spirit-led sponsorship and accountability in all sorts of scenarios that you may encounter as you're kind of walking your recovery path? An association, crucial. Jesus was the master of association. Now, I don't expect those of you who are sponsors to now start living with and traveling the countryside preaching the gospel of recovery with all of your sponsees. That's not the picture I'm going for here. But I'm talking about having those relationships with with the folks that you sponsor. Those that don't have sponsors, initiating those relationships with accountability partners, with sponsors. So we do need to be in association with one another for these relationships to once again, help us produce the best work that we possibly can. And so I'm going to kind of come back to demonstration and association throughout the teaching tonight. So let's move on into some of the maybe stuff that might be helpful for you guys filling in your paper. Why do I need a sponsor? Now, if you were me, when I came in the doors, I answered the question pretty simply. I said, I don't. Next question. Check that off. Got that done. You see? And I did this with my faith, too. I figured, once I got Jesus, who else do you possibly need? You know, why would you need anybody else? So if my faith was me and Jesus, my recovery was me and the program. I had the step study books. What more do I need? I'm good, right? And yet, as I pursued my recovery path and certainly my spiritual faith path, I realized that both the Bible and, of course, CR is just littered with relationship, with people working with people, and that I wouldn't be able to do this on my own. So if we look at why do I need a sponsor, kind of three major things that I'll focus on. One, it's biblical. Two, it is practical. And three, it's functional. So let's take a look at the biblical part because we've got some scripture to back this up as well. And you can find the relationship talked about all over the Bible. But if we look at Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 12, it talks about two are better off than one because together they can work more effectively. If one of them falls down, the other can help him up. But if someone is alone, there is no one to help him. Two men can resist an attack that would defeat one man alone. And now I'm going to switch over in my mind here, or in your minds, to the Message version, because if you read on in verse 12, the Message version has a really succinct way of putting sponsor and accountability partner. In the Message version, the next part of verse 12 reads, "With a friend, you can face the worst. Can you round up a third?" And I thought that was just perfect when we look at what is a sponsor. Well, that's a friend that with that friend, you can face the worst. And what is your accountability team? Well, that's the third and the fourth and the fifth. And so I just liked how that verse continued on with that. When we look at we look at it as biblical. One of the other ones I hear all the time around here is as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another from Proverbs 27:17. So as I mentioned, you can pick any number of places in the Bible where it's talking about fellowship, about relationship. And then as I already mentioned, if we just look at the overarching look at Jesus and his relationship to the disciples, we see a perfect model of sponsor and sponsee. If we look at the disciples and how they interacted with each other and how they were vying always for favor, we see oftentimes a great group of folks that were trying to help each other in this journey. Practical, okay? As I mentioned earlier, whether it's your career or just around the house or anything in between, we are oftentimes reliant upon others to do our best work, and that is true in recovery as well. So just practical to have someone help you with what can oftentimes be heavy lifting in recovery. And when I talk about functional, I mean sponsors and accountability partners, or a sponsor and accountability partners are one of your best guards against relapse. Most of us, I'll speak for myself, I don't believe that I ever relapsed in public. I was always in private with the relapse. And so as you have that association, as you have those relationships, they're a tremendous guard against that. Not just from as someone to talk to, but just being around other folks that are holding you to account and have expectations. So biblical, practical, functional. So when we look at the qualities of a sponsor, and I'll kind of subtitle that the demonstration piece. So sponsors out there, are you doing these things? Those looking for sponsors, you should be looking for folks that are maybe exhibiting some of these characteristics. And if we want to go, you know, to my overarching theme here, we can plug Jesus in, of course, to a lot of these. He was, of course, the ultimate in leadership by example. He had... he epitomized the servant's heart. and he was a master at showing compassion, care, and hope, but not the pity. Truth and love. This is a doozy for me. I can find it real easy for some reason to speak the truth, especially when it involves me telling you what's wrong with you and all the stupid stuff you're doing. I just can't seem to find the love piece with that. So that corrective behavior, and that's a real skill. And so looking for those sponsors that are able to be truthful, but do that in a loving manner. Someone who can listen to you, but also offer suggestions. And someone who's very comfortable in their own skin. They're comfortable with their brokenness. They're comfortable with the path that they are on. It's just like anything else that you would be going to guidance for somebody on. You don't want to go to the surgeon that thinks they know how to operate. You want to go to somebody that's comfortable in the operating room, so to speak. So qualities of a sponsor. If we take a look at the role of a sponsor, so for those kind of looking for, what does a sponsor do? Why do I need one? If your answer was like mine, I don't need one. Well, what do they do? And I'll put this under the association piece. Someone that you have the ability to go more in depth with, who has the time. Once again, usually this is face-to-face. You're not going to tell your life story over a text. At least I hope you do not do that. So the association piece is crucial here. Someone that's there in a time of crisis and potential relapse. That sometimes, oftentimes, is going to maybe be initiated with a phone call, but rarely will that be the end of it at that point in time. So once again, the availability of someone to be in relationship with you will be crucial. Providing objectivity. Now, this is sometimes something we can do from afar when we hear someone relaying a story about this situation, but how much better is it when you're in the situation with that individual? We all have, I'll speak for myself, I have blind spots. I'm pretty sure I'm perfect, and then people keep telling me that's not the case, and their spouse and accountability partner, sponsor, things like that. And I swear I don't see some of this stuff. Some of this stuff I see and just am in denial on, but I don't see a lot of it. So they're there to objectively point out the blind spots, once again, with truth, with love, with compassion. And they are kind of... they're kind of a coach as well as a cheerleader. I think a lot of times we look at, especially sponsors, as the coaching role, guiding you. But that a key part of that is also the cheerleader, the encourager. And certainly your accountability partners would fall into that as well. And then finally, somebody that you look at and you may not even realize it. You, I don't know if you have people in your life that you're just drawn to. They're just winsome. It's something about them that you just like being around them. In CR, many times those people are the people that are exhibiting, that are living and breathing the principles and the steps. They have a fluency that is ingrained in them where they're not having to refer to the manual to go, oh, this would be a step four thing I should do. It is just flowing naturally from them. And so looking for those folks would be key in or be a key role of the sponsor. So how do you find a sponsor? Well, the first step is pretty easy. You take the planet and you divide it in two, and you go male and female, and then you go look for the sponsor in the group that's the same sex as you. And that's pretty much the only real hard, fast, gotta have it rule about sponsorship. You've got to be working same sex in your sponsorship and accountability partner relationships. After that, though, there's myriad of ways to find a sponsor. One way would be to start by having a healthy breakfast. You know, breakfast is like the cure-all for everything. And the reason I say this is it was just a few weeks ago I was out to breakfast with some CR brethren. And somewhere between the coffee and the chicken fried steak, one of them asked another to be their sponsor. So perhaps breakfast is, if you need a sponsor, you should go to Denny's or something like that. A Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity and a sponsor on the side, please. Obviously coming to CR on a regular basis, not just like once a year around Christmas time. Looking for folks that have the lanyards on. These are people that have been through the leadership training. These are folks that have been through a step study. Many of these folks have led a step study. Chances are they are also farther down the recovery path than you are, and so can provide some guidance and perspective. So be looking for the lanyards. Now, a lanyard doesn't guarantee a sponsor, but it's a great place to start. Accountability partners, pretty much anybody that's in the room that you're connecting with, and that would be one of the easiest things to go on, is who in the room shares your hurt, your habit, your hang-up? Who can relate to you? You'll find just a natural attraction, because obviously, or not, many times you may be in the same small group with them, but they're also probably going to empathize with you at a level that somebody else cannot, and that is important. And I guess on the other side, or maybe even more important, they've done all the tricks. They've done the pulling of the wooling over the eyes. They know all those things, and they can speak truth with some love into you if you're trying to do that and being objective with that. So oftentimes it's great. I'm at a loss to perhaps help some of my codependent friends, because I don't fully understand it, so I don't know if they are or they aren't. I can the folks that are the addicts, though, that I can relate just a little bit more. So that would be one hint. Obviously, coming early or staying late to CR is great. That's when a lot of the relationships happen, because we're pretty scheduled. Sometimes we're ahead of schedule, and then your speaker's late. But other than that, you know, we can work on that. But Solid Rock, of course, is an excellent opportunity to look for the faces that you don't know. You know, we get parceled off in those small groups, and yet one of the great things I found in a step study was being mixed with folks that had other issues, but were all men on this journey with me. And what a great resource for accountability partners and sponsors. And of course, outside recovery groups that you might be affiliated with, AA, NA, Al-Anon, all those are good places. In looking for someone to relate to, or looking for a sponsor and accountability team. Finally, how do you find a sponsor? You pray about it. You talk to God about that. And sometimes, I guess, just as important, listen to God. How do you find a sponsor? Here's how Jack found a sponsor. You can try this too. It was my first small group meeting about 3 years ago. Walked in, and within about 10 minutes, I had identified the guy that I thought would be a good sponsor for me. And a mere 2.5 years later, I actually got the courage up to ask him. You see. See, I was under the impression that I had to find the perfect sponsor, okay? And if I asked this guy, what if the perfect sponsor walked in the door next week and I was stuck with this guy? What a loser I would be. Okay, so I went through the process of interviewing every male on the planet to see if perhaps they were going to be the sponsor that I was looking for. And of course, that doesn't happen, didn't happen, is an impossibility. And all I did is waste 2.5 years of wisdom, of friendship, and of support. And so I guess the bright side of it is I have a sponsor, so don't give up. It's not the end of the line or anything, but gosh, don't waste that time. We only have so many days here on the planet, and but that's my story. So that's another way I guess you can throw out there. But talk to God, listen to God. You see, God was telling me from that very first meeting. Gave the Spirit was leading me. I was just pushing it aside, and so listening is as important as talking to Him, I guess, in that. All right. So finally, what is the difference between a sponsor and an accountability partner? You know, as your relationship develops with those individuals, you'll find the lines do get blurred, I think, a bit. But certainly at the beginning, you're going to be, a sponsor is going to be someone that is going to help you avoid the mistakes and the pitfalls, because they're farther down the road in the recovery process than you are. Your accountability partner would most likely be somebody making the mistakes alongside of you, okay? So someone helping you avoid the mistakes, someone making mistakes with you, okay, would be one way to look at it. Your sponsor would have the roadmap. They would have the GPS, okay? Your accountability partner is driving the car with you. You're kind of trading off on the journey, okay? Sponsor knows where you're going. The accountability partner knows where you've been and can empathize with you, but your sponsor knows where you're going if you listen to them. And they're going to provide you wisdom about how to get there, And perhaps as importantly, they're going to provide you perspective when you do get off track. And that's oftentimes something we don't get from our accountability partners because they're kind of going through the same things at the same time with us. So that would be kind of what I would list as the major differences between a sponsor and accountability partner. Sponsor is on the road with you, ahead of you, but right beside you at the same time. It's kind of a weird thing to think about, but that's the way I kind of look at it. So when we look at recovery, and we look at sponsorship, when we look at recovery in general, let's just go, I look at it as work, and work that is active, and that requires action. And if you buy into that, and you kind of parallel that with other work that you do, you will typically need others to help you do your best work. And so that's where the sponsors and accountability partners come in. We need them to do our best work. I want you to be Spirit-led. I want you to be God in operation. I want you to be Spirit-led as a sponsor in your sponsor relationships, as accountability partners in the relationships that you have, and also for those that are seeking sponsors and accountability relationships. Be Spirit-led. Listen to the voice. Listen to the voice coming from the front of the room or beside you, wherever it is, but something's probably directing you in a way, in a direction, to get you to someone that can help you do your best work. Be unrelenting in that as well. We're all broken people. We're all human beings. It's easy to get frustrated with one another. It's easy to go, oh, why don't they just do this or that or whatever. I think any of us that have spent any time in the Scripture, one of the common things that I'll hear people say is, man, if I were God, I would have given up on these people, you know, X number of, you know, how many times ago, I think. He's unrelenting. And so I ask you to carry that into your role as sponsors, as accountability partners. For the current sponsors and accountability partners, are you demonstrating the principles and the steps? Okay. Are you in association with your sponsees? Your accountability partners. I was preparing for this message and I realized I hadn't talked to my accountability partner in like 3 weeks doing this thing. And so I quickly shot him a text. Hey, you're doing a crappy job being an accountability partner. Smiley face. Okay, whatever. Because I hadn't reached out to him either, you know, type thing. You need to be in association. We had lunch a few days later to get this thing. It just takes a little bit of work. For all of us, are we in association with one another? Is it just a Wednesday night thing? Or do we take it beyond on that? Are we modeling the sponsor and accountability partner relationships that Jesus showed us? Are we doing that on a consistent basis? Well, that's what I've got for you tonight. Let me go ahead and just wrap up in prayer, if I could. Lord, thank you once again. Thank you for you. Thank you for the encouragement you provide this Celebrate Recovery. Thank you for the wisdom that you give those out there that are sponsors among us. Thank you for the courage that you give each and every one of us, or had given each and every one of us, as we made that leap of faith to get involved with one another, to develop an accountability team, to ask that someone, would you be my sponsor? And thank you most of all for being our ultimate sponsor. Amen. Thanks.